Hi, I'm Harry Reeder. It's Thursday, and it's time for another slice of fresh bread. Well, praise the Lord for the time to be with you in God's Word, and praise the Lord, we're in chapter 4 of 1 Timothy. We have found ourselves yesterday reading verses 1 through 5, and now we get the opportunity to look at verse 6. Follow along with me. If you put these things before the brothers, you will be a good servant of Christ Jesus, being trained in the words of the faith and of the good doctrine that you have followed. Have nothing to do with irreverent, silly myths. Rather, train yourselves for godliness. For while bodily training is of some value, godliness is of value in every way, as it holds promise for the present life and also for the life to come. This saying is trustworthy and deserving of full acceptance. For to this end we toil and strive, because we have our hope set on the living God, who is the Savior of all people, especially those who believe. And so here we are instructed that, particularly Paul is instructing Timothy as to how he is to live. And one thing he's saying is this: Timothy, your vocation is to take what I am giving you, the profile of pastoral leadership, preaching, teaching, shepherding, discipling, mentoring, modeling. I'm giving you all of this. Now I want you to give yourself to it. And you put these things before the brothers. That's what makes you a good servant of Jesus Christ. But you can't be a good servant without being trained in the words of the faith and the good doctrine. In other words, if you want a sound life, you got to have sound doctrine. And that means you've got to be in the sound Word of God. So in the Word of God, giving yourself to ministry, you can have a sound life from sound doctrine and sound words. And then you're able to give that away to others. Now what you don't want to do, Timothy, here's what Paul tells him: don't get caught up in the irreverent conversation of the day. You don't need to use sarcasm. You don't need to do any of that. Have nothing to do with irreverent, silly myths. What you do is train yourself for godliness. Bodily discipline is of some value, but godliness is of value now and for the world to come. Now, he doesn't say bodily discipline is of no value, but your godliness is more important. Your physical training is useful. Paul says he buffeted his body to make it his slave so that he would be ready to serve the Lord. We're told that we are to present our bodies as a living sacrifice. We're told that Jesus grew in wisdom, stature, favor with God, favor with man. So it's not saying bodily discipline is of no profit, but it is saying it is of little profit in comparison to godliness. And those are the spiritual disciplines, being in the word and prayer and worship and fellowship, the means of grace whereby you are growing in faith and that you are able to honor the Lord effectively in life and in ministry. And then he uses, again, this statement: this is a trustworthy statement and full acceptance. In other words, I'm teaching you something very, very important, and I want you to strive with all of your heart for the hope of the living God, who is the Savior of all people. In other words, Jesus saves all kinds of people. Effectively, he saves those who believe. So you get about the ministry of leading people to Christ. That's what you need to do with the sound doctrine and sound words. And give yourself the spiritual disciplines so that you have godliness. Physical discipline, you can eat it. Remember, Peter and them falling asleep in prayer. Jesus said, the spirit is willing, flesh is weak. So that doesn't mean that you don't have physical discipline in your life. But it means your priority is on the spiritual discipline of godliness. And that godliness then allows you to fix your hope on the Savior with all of your heart and communicate that blessed hope to all to whom you minister. You know, all the religions of the world, they have no hope. But this in Christianity is a hope. It's a glorious hope that we're saved by grace alone, through faith alone, in Christ alone, for the glory of God alone. But our joy is fulfilled in that. And He's coming again for you. Oh, the hope that purifies. That's another slice of fresh bread. You're the light unto
my bed. For additional resources from Harry Reeder, download the Briarwood PCA app from your app store.